This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver Public Schools and the unions that represent its bus drivers, office and cafeteria workers, and other education support employees are at odds over a contract agreement. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The workers say they're asking for a 3% raise. That's equal to what Denver teachers negotiated last month. The district is offering 2%. Michelle Bell is an elementary school cafeteria worker.
I am a single mother of two kids, and I have been working paycheck to paycheck to survive. I can't live off of this amount of money that I'm getting paid.
The district says the workers are demanding more than 3%. It also says it's drawing down $28 million of reserves and is concerned about taking out more. Both sides will meet with a federal mediator on Monday. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Three mountain counties will start coordinating their COVID-19 testing strategies to meet a surge in demand. Officials say right now results are often delayed by more than a week. Eagle, Garfield, and Pitkin counties want to reduce turnaround time to within 48 hours so that people can quarantine sooner if they are infected. The county health departments are urging people to only get tested if they have symptoms of the coronavirus or have been in close contact with an infected person. Tri-County Health Department has temporarily closed its office in Greenwood Village after reports of a threat made against the building. The department oversees public health for Douglas, Arapaho, and Adams counties. Nine News reports that the Greenwood Village Police Department informed staff of the threat Wednesday night. This is CPR News.